Hello, and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Bible Reading Plan Podcast. My name is Amy Hirsch, and today is Saturday, December 11th. Right now, we are going through our Advent devotional guide based in the book of Jeremiah. Each day during this series, we'll read a portion in the book of Jeremiah, and you will also hear my thoughts in the passages read aloud from the Advent guide today. Our scripture today comes from Jeremiah chapter 25. If you have your copy of a Bible, let's begin together, and I'll be reading from the ESV today. The word that came to Jeremiah concerning all the people of Judah in the fourth year of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah. That was the first year of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, which Jeremiah the prophet spoke to all the people of Judah and all the inhabitants of Jerusalem. For 23 years, from the 13th year of Josiah, the son of Amon, king of Judah, to this day, the word of the Lord has come to me, and I have spoken persistently to you, but you have not listened. You have neither listened nor inclined your ears to hear, although the Lord persistently sent to you all his servants the prophets, saying, "Turn now every one of you from his evil way and evil deeds, and dwell upon the land that the Lord has given you and your fathers from of old and forever. Do not go after other gods to serve and worship them, or provoke me to anger with the works of your hands. Then I will do you no harm. Yet you have not listened to me, declares the Lord, that you might provoke me to anger with the work of your hands to your own harm. Therefore, thus says the Lord of hosts, because you have not obeyed my words, behold, I will send for all the tribes of the north, declares the Lord, and for Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, my servant, and I will bring them against this land and its inhabitants, and against all these surrounding nations. I will devote them to destruction. I will make them a horror, a hissing, an everlasting desolation. Moreover, I will banish from them the voices of myrrh, and the voice of gladness, the voice of the bridegroom and the voice of the bride, the grinding of the millstones and the light of the lamp. This whole land shall become a ruin and a waste, and these nations shall serve the king of Babylon 70 years. Then after 70 years are completed, I will punish the king of Babylon and that nation, the land of the Chaldeans, for their iniquity, declares the Lord, making the land an everlasting waste. I will bring upon that land all the words that I have uttered against it, everything written in this book, which Jeremiah prophesied against all the nations. For many nations and great kings shall make slaves even of them, and I will recompense them according to their deeds and the work of their hands. Thus the Lord, the God of Israel, said to me, take from my hand this cup of the wine of wrath, and make all the nations to whom I send you drink it. They shall drink and stagger and be crazed because of the sword that I am sending among them. So I took the cup from the Lord's hand and made all the nations to whom the Lord sent me drink it, Jerusalem and the cities of Judah, its kings and officials, to make them a desolation and a waste, a hissing and a curse, as at this day. Pharaoh, king of Egypt, his servants, his officials, all his people, and all the mixed tribes among them, all the kings of the land of Uz, and all the kings of the land of the Philistines, Ashkelon, Gaza, Ekron, and the remnant of Ashdod, Edom, Moab, and the sons of Ammon, all the kings of Tyre, all the kings of Sidon, and the kings of the coastland across the sea, Dedan, Tema, Buz, and all who cut the corners of their hair, all the kings of Arabia, and all the kings of the mixed tribes who dwell in the desert, all the kings of Zimri, all the kings of Elam, and all the kings of Media, all the kings of the north, far and near, one after another, and all the kingdoms of the world that are on the face of the earth, and after them the king of Babylon shall drink. Then you shall say to them, thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, drink, be drunk, and vomit, fall and rise no more, because of the sword that I am sending among you. And if they refuse to accept the cup from your hand to drink, then you shall say to them, thus says the Lord of hosts, you must drink. For behold, I begin to work disaster at the city that is called by my name, and shall you go unpunished? You shall not go unpunished, for I am summoning a sword against all the inhabitants of the earth, declares the Lord of hosts. You shall prophesy against them with these words and say to them, the Lord will roar from on high and from his holy habitation utter his word. He will roar mightily against his fold and shout like those who tread grapes against all the inhabitants of the earth. The clamor will resound to the ends of the earth, for the Lord has an indictment against the nations. He is entering into judgment with all flesh, and the wicked he will put to the sword, declares the Lord. Thus says the Lord of hosts, behold, disaster is going forth from nation to nation, and a great tempest is stirring from the farthest parts of the earth. And those pierced by the Lord on that day shall extend from one end of the earth to the other. They shall not be lamented or gathered or buried. They shall be dung on the surface of the ground. Wail, you shepherds, and cry out, and roll in ashes, you lords of the flock. For the days of your slaughter and dispersion have come, and you shall fall like a choice vessel. No refuge will remain for the shepherds, nor escape for the lords of the flock. A voice, the cry of the shepherds, and the wail of the lords of the flock. For the Lord is laying waste their pasture, and the peaceful folds are devastated because of the fierce anger of the Lord. Like a lion he has left his lair, for their land has become a waste because of the sword of the oppressor and because of his fierce anger. I've been telling you to clean your room for 20 minutes. Chances are, if you're a parent, you've probably said something like this to your kids. And as a child, you probably were on the receiving end of a message like this too. As we read Jeremiah 25, I am amazed at Jeremiah's persistence. He has been preaching the same message of warning and judgment, calling the people to repentance for more than 20 years at this point. What a faithful man who would preach this unwelcome news repeatedly to a people who refused to listen, all because of God's call on his life. I'm also reminded of the faithfulness of a God who declares he is slow to anger. For these many years of Jeremiah's preaching, God continues to show the people grace and give them time to repent. In fact, this has been true for all of Judah's history. God continues to be patient with his people, even when they don't deserve his patience. But now the tide is turning. Before, Jeremiah warned of a judgment approaching from the north, but now the judgment has a name: Babylon, led by King Nebuchadnezzar. The context for this passage is key. You see, Jeremiah receives this message in 605 BC during the first year of King Nebuchadnezzar's reign. Babylon has just defeated Egypt at the Battle of Carchemish. This might not seem like a big deal, but it is, because Judah has been a vassal state of Egypt until Egypt is defeated in this battle. All of a sudden, Babylon is taking over the Mediterranean, and according to this passage, Judah too would fall to this nation, facing exile by Babylon as a punishment for sin. But notice that even mighty Nebuchadnezzar is called God's servant in verse 9, not because he is righteous or walks in God's ways, but because God will use Nebuchadnezzar to bring judgment on the people of Judah for their sin and rebellion, before also bringing judgment on Babylon. All of the nations listed in verses 17 through 26 will drink the cup of God's wrath. They will face judgment from God because of their sins. This imagery of the cup of God's wrath is a difficult place to end today, as we see the people wail and cry out and stagger as if they are drunk. But it is not a place without hope. You see, this cup of wrath is a biblical allusion used throughout the Old Testament to tell us that God will deal with sin. It never goes unnoticed or swept under the rug. All that is wrong in this world will be made right. But for those who know we are sinners, who recognize that we are a part of all that is wrong, who cling to Jesus, our hope lies in the picture of Christ in the Garden of Gethsemane as he cried out to God and asked for the cup of judgment to be passed from him. Yet Jesus resolved to drink the cup for us, taking the punishment for our sin in our place. Praise God for this hope.